Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Emily Cole, city government reporter for the News Tribune. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
We also have with us Nicole Roberts, who's engagement editor here at the News Tribune. Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
All right. So today we're going to talk about masks. This past Sunday we had a story that Emily wrote, as well as one that Jeff Haldeman, our county government reporter, wrote regarding mask ordinances. Last Friday, the Columbia City Council passed a mask ordinance for the city requiring that people wear masks because of COVID-19 in public places, especially in places where social distancing is not allowed. So let's back up a little bit and just talk about, first of all, Emily, masks and the purposes of the masks. So kind of walk us through what the thinking is behind why someone should wear a mask and when they should wear a mask.
Okay, so obviously I'm not a health expert, so this is just kind of based on what I've heard and what I, you know, have read from different sources. But from what I understand, it's a good way to prevent, if you are sick and you may not know it, or you do have some symptoms, it's a good way to prevent any sort of particles, you know, when you sneeze, when you cough, even when you talk, from traveling away from, you know, you and getting onto other people or onto items. So really it's, you can wear them if you're not sick, you know, because some people have this without symptoms, so you really don't know. But I think from what I understand, the main reason to use them is to make sure you don't get others sick, as opposed to preventing yourself from getting sick.
Yeah. I think that's a real shift in thinking there. I can remember early on in the pandemic, the discussions I had, it was basically you're protecting yourself by wearing the mask. That, you know, if you think of like you're in a surgeon's operating room, you're trying not to get the fluids, the droplets, in your eyes or in your nose or your mouth. And so it's more a protection. But as this has evolved, it's, as you say, it's more about the idea of, if you are asymptomatic or if you are infected with COVID-19, the goal is that you keep it to yourself. That's the whole reasoning also behind social distancing, that it theoretically wouldn't travel 6 feet if you were properly social distanced.
Right, right. And I mean, I think there is an argument to say that wearing them could protect yourself. I mean, I don't think they really know, but I imagine that, you know, having something covering your nose and mouth would prevent people who aren't wearing masks from, you know, their coughs or whatever from getting to you. But it's kind of, you know, you kind of have to do it, look at it both ways, that they can protect people around you, but they can also protect you, I think. So especially if the people that you're around aren't wearing masks or aren't socially distancing,
right.
It's just, you know, an extra thing you can try to do to make sure that you don't get sick.
Well, and I think that's one of the interesting philosophical debates that's going on right now from a health standpoint of whether you should wear a mask. There are folks who say it's my decision, it's my right to determine if I want to wear a mask, and others who are suggesting that ordinances like these mask ordinances are in place to help protect people who perhaps are more likely to be infected, but it's getting buy-in from everyone to do it. So the point of this story Emily, that you did, was to talk to the council to see if the city was even considering a mask ordinance. What did the council have to say?
So I ended up speaking with 8 out of the 10 council members, as well as the mayor, so not the full council. But everyone that responded, you know, nobody said straight up, yes, I think we should have one. Some of them said they didn't support one. But that could change was kind of the overall sense that I got from their answers. None of them were saying, as of right now, no, never. It was more of a, I don't think it's warranted yet, or, you know, I don't support it right now. So, I don't think any of them are, you know, really, really against having one. I just, they don't seem to think it's necessary as of right now.
So let's go a little bit deeper into that. At what point did they intimate that maybe it would be more appropriate?
So a rise in cases was pretty much the big reasoning. You know, they don't feel like Cole County or the city of Jefferson have, you know, enough cases to warrant enforcing that everybody wear masks. Because like we said, the thinking is that they're more for sick people to prevent a spread. So if we don't have a lot of cases, then not everybody needs to wear one, I think is the reasoning. But several of them said, you know, if our cases continue to rise, if we have a big spike and a lot of, you know, active symptomatic people, then maybe it would be warranted then, but they don't feel like it is right now.
So, but they didn't give any suggestions as to how big of a spike or?
Not that I can remember. It wasn't, you know, we have to hit 100 cases or, you know, there wasn't a specific threshold. I think it was just kind of maybe a sense of, you know, this is getting a little bit more out of control or a little bit higher in the city than we'd like it to be.
Yeah.
But I have no idea when, you know, when that number would hit.
Sure. So for most of these council members then, so what do they express as to their personal use of masks? And what have you observed at council meetings or public gatherings? I mean, how much are they using masks themselves? Mm-hmm. Do some of them shy away from them?
Obviously, a lot of meetings haven't been held in person right now. The council did meet in person for the first time this month, and every person in the room, including the council, the mayor, and all of the city staff present, were wearing masks. Most of the council seemed to have like their personal reusable ones. A couple had the more temporary, like paper ones. I don't know if that's the right material, but you know what I mean? The medical ones that you're supposed to dispose of and they're not reusable. But I know that every time I've seen the mayor since March, she's had one on. Most of the council has them on when I see them out in public, but that hasn't happened a lot.
Right.
Because nobody's really out doing anything. But they did all tell me that they tend to carry them around and make sure they have them available for when they, you know, can't be socially distanced. I remember one, and I can't remember which one, but I know one of them told me he kind of wears it based on social distancing. So if he feels like he's able to, you know, be apart from the people in the area that he's in, you know, he may not wear one. Whereas if people are closer to him, he's more likely to wear it. And I do remember that Councilwoman Wiseman told me that she wears hers based on her own comfort level in the situation, as well as the people around her. So again, maybe based on social distancing, symptoms, you know, if she's in a room with people who, you know, would prefer that she wear a mask, she'll wear it. If she feels like she doesn't need to, maybe she won't. So it's kind of situational for her, I remember. Okay.
All right. So the council at this time has not even drafted an ordinance to think about this. This is just a wait and see on the part of the council. The county basically took the same approach in the story that Jeff mentioned, that they did not see a need for mask ordinances at this time. Your story received a lot of feedback through social media and just public comments. So let's kind of go through some of the reasonings of those who are opposed to mask ordinances, what they said, as well as perhaps those who are thinking the city should do more, as one example. Along those lines, we took a poll that accompanied your story, asked a few questions. I'm going to let Nicole share that information with us.
We had 771 people take the Cole County mask poll that was with Emily's story. And of those responses, about 48% said that Cole County and or Jefferson City should have a mask ordinance, while nearly 52% said that they should not. We also had another question asking if people personally wear a mask, and we had three options. 39% said yes, they wear masks everywhere. We had about 39% of people say no, not unless I'm forced to. And then 22% said yes, but only in certain places.
Okay, so thank you. So it's evenly divided. Again, it's not a scientific poll or survey, but the responses were fairly evenly divided, skewing a little bit more to, no, I don't want to wear a mask. So what are some of the things that you recall from the comments that folks said against wearing masks?
I think one of the big ones that I saw in comments on our story and, you know, just kind of seen in general is it's kind of a question of, you know, personal right to make the choice to wear a mask. They don't feel like the government has any, you know, should have any say in what they do for their own health. And then some people, you know, think it should be up to maybe businesses, you know, places where you go, because obviously a business can, you know, require you to wear the, you know, no shirt, no shoes, no service kind of thing. If they want to put a sign up that says you have to wear a mask to come in here, then that's one thing. But people, you know, don't really feel like it should be mandated as like a city or state or countywide rule, basically.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of question around enforcement. And that was something that the council members also brought up, was, you know, if we put something like this into place, does that mean, for example, the Jefferson City Police Department has to spend all day, you know, running around enforcing mask ordinance? You know, do we fine people? Like Columbia, I think Columbia's ordinance includes a fine. You know, what is the logistics there, as opposed to just kind of letting people do what they want to do personally? Another thing that we've seen is, you know, they think not everyone needs to wear a mask. Maybe as long as people who are comfortable with it are doing it, then that should be enough. And if you choose not to, then that's kind of your own, you know, your own choice, your own risk of right. either spreading or getting the illness.
I think one of the ones that I had heard that was most curious is, if you're wearing a mask, why do I need to wear one?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this earlier today, that it, that if you have poison ivy,
mm-hmm.
And I don't want poison ivy, the goal should be that you should cover up the areas where you have, you treat it, cover it up, and not spread it to me. It's kind of incumbent upon you
right.
to make sure. By the same token, I'm not going to sit there next to you and put on your jacket or whatever if I know you have poison ivy.
Right.
And so the goal to me of the mask is one, it does protect me if you cough in my face. It would provides me some sort of protection. But also if I'm asymptomatic and I don't know
right.
that I have it, then I can be certain that I'm trying to at least contain any droplets after a cough that wouldn't infect you or someone around.
Right. And I think, like we've said multiple times, that's the biggest thing here is, going off of your example, if I had poison ivy, I'm pretty sure I would know. And
right.
I would, you know, cover it up or whatever you said. But you can have this virus and spread it without ever knowing.
Right.
And that's why I think mask ordinances are becoming more regular, you know, more common, because they, you know, you don't know.
Yeah. Well, and as you make reference, I mean, just in the last few days, Springfield has recently mm-hmm. passed a mask ordinance. St. Louis, Kansas City, Columbia, Joplin have them. So it is becoming increasingly a practice in some of the larger municipalities. But to play devil's advocate, which I have been known to do,
mm-hmm.
Those on the other side of the equation would say that it's also a bit fear-based, and so, again, there's not a clear-cut solution to this, but it's one of a few tools that a government truly has. I mean,
right.
beyond a masking ordinance, if we revisit, there was a stay-at-home order. Beyond that, there's not a lot of tools that we have to combat this short of a vaccine. Well, Emily, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me again.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.